Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Great to have your company for On The Pace for this Thursday morning. We are off to Penrith this evening, Tamworth today, and we're really focusing in on Perth tomorrow evening for the $1.25 million Nullarbor, the second edition of where New South Wales is represented by Spirit of St. Louis and Hot and Treacherous, and they're currently operating right at the pointy end of betting as well. We spoke to Jack Chappell yesterday morning. He managed to bookend the card at Bathurst last night. He drove the first and last winners. He gave a good push for Beach Ride to Salute in the opener, as it did, and then Always at the Beach was successful in the closing race. Bernie Hewitt, the trainer of both of those runners, he also had Mammal's Heart successful, so he had a good night at the office with three there. As I alluded to, we are off to Penrith this afternoon. I should say Tamworth this afternoon with nine races, the first getting underway at 12:52, and Penrith this evening with a further eight races from 6:22. Cam Hart will be at Penrith this evening. He'll also be at Gloucester Park tomorrow night for the Nullarbor. He was successful in the inaugural edition last year with Better Zip It, and he's looking to double down with this year's favourite in Hot and Treacherous. And Cam's been kind enough to find some time for us this morning to discuss that. And we'll also grab his thoughts on Penrith this evening. Good morning, Cam. Thanks for your time.
Morning, Brett. Not a problem.
Good draw there for Hot and Treacherous to the eye. Are you in agreeance tomorrow night in that $1.25 million feature at GP?
Yeah, definitely. Got to be happy with Barrier 3. And I think the horse is going really well. And obviously, you know, it's a big advantage to have a barrier like that, you know, racing around Gloucester Park, which is obviously quite a tight track and can be hard to make ground on. So hopefully we can get him in a good position early.
He's had half a dozen runs now in New South Wales. What's been your overall opinion on what he has achieved? Has he surprised you? Is he a different horse to what you expected? Have you sorted out what his preferred patterns, distances are, or are you still learning?
I think we're probably still learning a little bit, Britt. You know, some of his wins have been sort of smaller fields, you know, where he's been able to roll to the front and just sort of do it his own way, but yeah, he's still giving me a great feel, and I think he's, you know, versatile enough at the real elite level where he can drive in, you know, whichever way, you know, circumstances present. So I think he's going well, and obviously, like you said, he's got a great barrier, which is going to help.
You mentioned the smaller fields that he's dealt to. They've also been small margins. He doesn't seem to win by an ever-widening margin. Is he the sort of horse that only does what he has to? Does he take a little bit of stoking up? What's your opinion from that perspective?
Yeah, he's a bit of a quirky horse. You know, he's obviously led a few of his starts for us, and he can be quite laid back until something comes up outside him, and then he'll want to really race them. So probably, you know, that's probably why he hasn't put on margins on horses. You know, he sort of waits for something to race and then likes to sort of fight them off. So yeah, hopefully he can do that on Friday night.
He was defeated at his last run. Nurano came off his back and dealt to him. Nurano subsequently won last Saturday as well. Were you concerned with that performance, or was it not a complete surprise the way that the race played out?
No, it was just circumstances. Like, I think Nurano would sit on the back of any horse in Australia and probably beat him over 200 metres. He's a very fast horse, and, you know, I probably rated the race to try and, you know, make that last 200 the quickest we could. But, I think Nurano just had that bit of turn of foot on me. But I was super happy the way Hot and Treacherous got through the line. He was still going just as well, you know, 100 metres past the line. So it was probably just a matter of just having a really fast horse sitting, you know, right on our back. And, he's obviously always going to be a danger from there.
He's unbeaten at the Menangle 2300. Tomorrow night's feature is over the 2500 metres at Gloucester Park. First things first, so I guess you don't have a whole lot to go by on how he's going to handle the circuit. The only run that he's had in New South Wales that wasn't at Menangle was at Newcastle, and we didn't really get a good gauge on things because things did go a little pear-shaped there. But does he give you any indication that the smaller track would be any concern?
No, I don't think so, Brady. You know, he made that little mistake out of the gate that was sort of rectified that and changed some gear on him. But he's a really good gated horse, and yeah, I think he'll get around the track quite fine. He's not a horse that likes to hang in or anything like that. So, yeah, I think he'll be pretty suited to the track.
We don't want to dwell on that mistake at Newcastle, but I guess the fact that he did make that little blue there, does that pose any issue, do you think, at Gloucester Park? It's probably not a dissimilar starting point, the 2500. You were there and amongst it last year. It's quite a short run out of the turn. He seems to be a horse that sort of wants to get up and charging on the gate. What do you do in the first 50 metres? Is it a case of balancing him and keeping him happy, or do you feel obliged that you have to sort of leave as well as you can for the first 50 tomorrow night?
I think he's fast enough for me just to, you know, keep him balanced the first 20 or 30 metres and go from there. But it's really not a worry to me. I know the horse a lot better now. I've driven him four or five times since then, and he's led three of the times and come out really strong. So, yeah, not really too worried about that at all. Yeah, I think he'll come out as good as any and put himself in a good spot.
Much has been said around this speed map and the fact that Spirit of St. Louis, a horse that you know well, competing against him for the last few seasons, has drawn down in one and Catch a Wave right alongside you as well. How do you think this race plays out? I'm sure you'd love to be in front.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to form the fence. You know, obviously, it's probably no secret, but I definitely think I'll be able to hold everything out wider than me. And, you know, obviously, Jack Callaghan's got a decision to make on whether he wants to hold up or take a sit. You know, we've seen in the past that he's probably been a little bit vulnerable when he has copped a bit of pressure over a longer trip. So, yeah, we'll just have to weigh it up and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get in a good spot no matter what happens.
Is he the hardest horse to beat, Spirit of St. Louis, or is there another there that you think is maybe flying under the radar or that you're a little concerned about where it's going to get to?
Oh, you've definitely got to respect him. He's obviously been probably the most consistent pacer at the Grand Circuit level for probably 3 years now. He's been a great horse, and obviously Barry One's given him a great chance to win the race, but you also got to respect Catch a Wave. He's a Miracle Mile winner and very classy horse in his own right. Yeah, it just depends where he gets to in the run, I guess. But, you know, with them having low barrier draws, they're probably the main dangers.
What's the difference this year to last? I remember last year Magnificent Storm was a really short price favourite. Better Zip It was certainly given a hope, but he probably wasn't as established as a few of his rivals. You're going in as a favourite this time around. Are you more confident? Do you think he's the right horse?
Yeah, I think I'm more confident, to be honest. You know, a lot of time for Hot and Treacherous. I think he probably hasn't shown his, you know, all the ability that he has got, and hopefully Friday night he does. But, yeah, you've got to be confident with the barrier draw, and yeah, hopefully he runs a really good race.
Well, that's tomorrow night, race number 7 on a big 11 race card out of Gloucester Park. It gets underway at 8 o'clock local time, so 10 o'clock on the eastern seaboard. Before then, you're off to Penrith this evening with a good book of drives. We won't go through all of them, but is there one tonight that you're keen on? You've got a few ordinary barrier draws to contend with, a few wide draws, a few off the back row, so I guess luck's going to play a part. But what do you think of your book as a whole tonight?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of sneaky hopes there. Like you said, I've got about three or four barrier sixes, which makes it hard around Penrith, but probably have to say race 8, Ultimate Ad's my best hope. I think he's got a draw where he can get to the front and be pretty hard to beat from there.
All right, that's race 8, number 4 tonight, the last 9:43 Ultimate Ad there of the 2100 metres. Appreciate your time this morning, Kem. I believe you picked up a suspension earlier on in the week, so do you take that after tomorrow night at Gloucester Park, and does that rule you out of the Fremantle Cup next week?
Yeah, it does, Brent, unfortunately. Yes, it's part of the game sometimes, and yeah, we'll have a little week off to freshen up and get back into it back in Sydney the week after.
Just before we let you go, on the upcoming feature races out of Sydney, the Queen Elizabeth II Mile, the New South Wales Oaks, alongside a few other Group 1s, what do you have for those races, and what do you think your chances are on May 4th in a few of those Group 1s?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure where I sit with the Oaks yet. I've got our Ultimate Ebony. She's a really nice progressive filly that's qualified already due to winning in the Young Oaks last week. So that's nice to have that little gold ticket straight into the final. So we've got her, and I'm not sure what else is floating about for me that might go into the heats next week, but we've also got I Love It Bubbles. Chloe Famos has taken a drive on her for me this week to try and qualify into the ladyship. So, yeah, we'll see how we go.
Just on I Love a Bubble, she was beaten last time out. She comes up with the good draw on Saturday night. Was there excuses for that defeat? Do you think that she can bounce back in that Group 3 event?
Yeah, hopefully she might have just had a bit of an off night. She didn't have to do a bit of work, but I thought she was sort of capable of that, and she had been in the past. But definitely think from Barrier 1 she's going to get a chance to, you know, be up in the top 3 or 4 for sure.
That's Saturday night's feature, the Sibelius Stakes at Menangle, the first four progressing through to that Queen Elizabeth the second mile. Thanks for your time this morning, Cam, and best of luck tomorrow night on going back-to-back in the Nullarbor.
Thanks, Drew.
Cameron Hart joining us this morning. So he's off to Penrith tonight, and then he'll hop on a plane first thing in the morning to get across to Gloucester Park to partner up with the favourite in the Nullarbor. He also has another pickup drive earlier on in the card to, I guess, reacquaint himself with the West travel ban. Goes around in race number 2 with Cam taking the reins. So that Nullarbor again is race number 7 tomorrow night, $1.25 million and over 2,536 metres. He is the favourite, Hot and Treacherous, but the other, I guess, co-Eastern State Raiders are certainly there with solid hopes as well. He's got gate number 3, Hot and Treacherous, Spirit of St. Louis from the inside, Barrier Draw, and Catch a Wave out in gate number 4. The best of the locals, well, they haven't fared too kindly when it comes to the Barrier Draw, Never Ending, the lone second row runner. He is due to follow through Spirit of St. Louis at the start. But just a quick look at the market before we wrap up the show. 240 out to 250 for Hot and Treacherous, 4 out to 420 about Catch a Wave, and 380 to 440 Spirit of St. Louis. So the Eastern State horses certainly are being allowed to sneak out in terms of price. Best backed has been Minstrel, 10 into $7.50. A spec about for Mighty Ronaldo, 21 into 18, 31 into 21 for Jumping Jack Mack. So the support is certainly growing for those Western Australian locals, 8 to 8.50 for Never Ending, as mentioned. So that's tomorrow night, the $1.25 million worth the Nullarbor out of Gloucester Park. I'm sure Michael Gearan will touch on it tomorrow morning as well when he joins you for Finding Winners just after 10:30 here on Sky Sports Radio.